नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री विष्णु सहस्रनाम नेम 224 द नेम इज नेता सो दैट्स अ कॉमन वर्ड इन तेलुगु ऑल्सो इज द नेता दैट्स इन हिंदी बंगाली मराठी प्रोबब्ली तेलुगु मीन्स लीडर या Not in Telugu. It's probably there, but there's not used much. Maybe there's another word also. Just like in Hindi, we find there's two words for everything because there's an Urdu equivalent. And also in Sanskrit, because there are different words for the same thing. So in the vernacular languages, some words get used rather than others, just like in Telugu, water is Nilu, is it? And then we have in Bengali Jal, and in different parts of India Pani is there, but so different words are used. Or lotus, Padma, there's so many words for lotus, Padma, Pankaja, Kamal. So in the commonly used word in any language might be something. One of several. We also have the word Nayaka, which is a similar word to Neta. Anyway, Neta means leader. So, obviously, Krishna is the leader. You've got to be God, you've got to be number one. There's no, you can't be a number two. We talk about leaders. And then assistant manager, but actually leader means number one. So that's the whole point. Krishna's number one. That's the whole point which everyone in the material world doesn't get. And therefore, we're in the material world. It's actually, if we just give up this puffed up mentality of Ishvaro ham aham bhogi siddho ham balavan sukhi. The demoniac attitude of thinking, hey, I'm the boss around here. I'm the enjoyer. Oh, whatever I do is perfect. I'm strong. I don't need anyone to help me. I'm in control here. I'm happy. If we just give up this silly mentality and just admit that we are tiny living beings. We are controlled in most respects. People say they want freedom. Well, do you have the freedom not to die? No. Do you have the freedom you want to fly in the sky? No, not in this life anyway. If you want that well enough, you can become a bird in the next life. So we're restricted in so many ways. But Krishna is unrestricted and He's in control. And although nowadays we have democracy, which is not a good system. Just all the rascals take charge by hook or by crook. But the actual natural system for human society is to have a king who is powerful enough to control and who controls on behalf of God. So any leader, his leadership quality is derived from Bhagavan. He's been given that power by Bhagavan. And he should execute that on behalf of Bhagavan. And if there are such leaders, then everyone will be happy. Of course, Krishna is the leader, but among all his avatars, especially Ramachandra Bhagavan, exhibited the quality of being the ideal leader. Of course, Krishna was there at Dwaraka, but at least superficially, the leader was there was Ugrasen. And Krishna himself, he didn't take that role of being not in the same way as Lord Rama, where he was very, very much committed to ruling by dharma, by exemplifying dharma. Of course, not that Krishna did anything against dharma. That is practically not possible for Krishna, because even that which seems a dharma, if it's in Krishna, that becomes dharma. But to set the example for human society, Lord Rama, he ruled as an ideal king. And actually, ideal kings like Yudhishthira are no less than Lord Rama in the quality of their ruling, although they're not the supreme personality of Godhead. And there may have been many kings in the history of India, well-known or not well-known, or even in other countries, who ruled well and were loved by their people. And actually, people feel very satisfied in such a situation where they fully trust the leader, that he'll maintain law and order and guide the people in the right way. Of course, the brahmanas have to do most of the guidance, but the king, he makes a situation in which the brahmanas are protected and everything flourishes, both materially and spiritually. If we say things flourish materially, in the modern age, we think that there are factories and dams, but when we say flourish materially, that really means no factories, no dams. Well, there might be dams also, but not these huge monstrosities that have destroyed the ecosystem in many parts of India and other parts of the world. But prosperity means that there's sufficient rainfall, as described in Bhagavatam, during the rain, R-E-I-G-N, of Yudhishthira Maharaj, there was sufficient rain. Not too much, not too little, at the right season. The earth voluntarily gave food, grains, and the cows. They gave plenty of milk. And the ocean gave jewels. There was no need for people to laboriously toil. People lived a very pious life, and they're very happy to have such a king. So such a system is much better than having a democracy in which you're never sure really who the leader is. If you have any grievance, just say, you don't know where to go. You go to some office and they have a complaint box. You put your complaint in the complaint box and that's the end of it. It doesn't go any further. If you have any complaint, you can't go to anyone. If you go to anyone, they'll put it in they'll maybe refer it to someone else. You go to this round and round in the, in Calcutta, they have that huge writer's building. You go from one office to another. It's Kafka-esque. If anyone knows what that means here, you're just this Czech writer who wrote in German, Franz Kafka, exemplified the bureaucratic system in an unhappy society where someone is, in one book he wrote, in which someone is summoned to a trial, he's never told what the crime is, and the whole thing just goes round and round, and he has to keep on going back to court, and at the end they just take him out and shoot him. He never knew what the crime was. We have also the Choroko Chori, Saduko Vande, Patiko Lagave Fansi, Dhanya Kali Yug, Teri Tamasha, Dukkha Lagi Orhashi, ascribed to Tulsidas. that Kali Yuga means the thief should go free. Let him go. And capture the sadhu, tie him up. And there's some crime, so you have to show that the police are really on top of things, so they just grab someone from somewhere and hang him. Patiko laga ifan, Dhanya Kali Yuga, glorious Kali Yuga. Teri Tamasha, your pantomime. Dukha lagi, I feel distressed, but or harshi, you can laugh also, it's so absurd. So this society we live in, it's just a madhouse, completely insane. The food you eat is poison, the air you breathe is poison, the water you drink, which you have to buy, and that's poison, the milk you drink is poison, everything's poison. And people think that they're very advanced if they have cars and cell phones, and it's a horrible society. So we should take the leadership of Krishna and his representatives. These communities, they're meant for living in the lap of nature, under the protection of Krishna. These communities, they are indirectly saying, we reject your stinking society. We want to follow Krishna's direction. We have confidence in Krishna. We don't have confidence in your five-year plans or whatever. The politicians, different plans. We have confidence in Krishna. We will follow Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita. And we have confidence that there may be some difficulty, but we will live better under Krishna's protection. Chetasa sarva karmani mat prasada tarishyasi. If you think of me, Krishna says, you will conquer all over obstacles by my mercy. So devotees have that faith in Krishna. So it's a difficult thing in the modern age to have leaders at all, because no one trusts anyone else and no one wants to follow anyone else, and the whole atmosphere is full of distrust, and it's very difficult to find anyone with good leadership qualities, because everyone's been trained as a shudra at best. Just you work and get some job, that's all. So someone who can actually be selfless and make the right decisions and see what needs to be done, it's very difficult. And when there are mistakes, as inevitably there will be, then people will tend to blame. So there has to be some give and take. Of course, in the pastimes of Rama and Yudhishthira, we don't find any gross mistakes. Or even if you think there's some mistake, that's arranged by Krishna's lila shakti, his yoga maya, for the purpose of enabling the lila. Just like Rama, he should have not gone when this deer was calling out, and Lakshman should have not gone when Sita sent him away. But if they hadn't, then you could say it's a mistake. Lakshman said, Ram, he's not in any problem, he doesn't need my help. Sita should have known also. She'd seen him, Rama, kill all so many Rakshasas just single-handed. But and one little demon. So Lakshman knew that there can be no problem for Ram, but stung by the words of Sita, he left, and then the whole problem began. But there wouldn't be any story worth telling, and Ravana might be still down there in Lanka if Sita hadn't been kidnapped. So similarly, Yudhishthira thought that, well, it was a mistake to fight the war. And you could say Yudhishthira was mistaken for gambling. But it's all understood that this is arranged by the Leela Shakti of Krishna. So we don't blame Yudhishthira for that. That would be a great mistake to do so. So Krishna is the leader, and if we follow him, then we'll be delivered from this world of birth and death. We may have our own plans how to make this world better, but they're all useless. It's a foolish endeavor to be building huge factories and space, exploring space. It's all nonsense. We're going to die, and before we die, we have to develop the consciousness by which we're not going to die again. And this is just a complete diversion. This so-called development is not only is it a waste of time, but it diverts our attention from the real purpose of human life, which is to understand that we are eternal living beings. We're not meant to die, to revive our love of Krishna. So you don't need all these things. By Krishna's arrangement, we can live simply and happily without all these so-called modern conveniences. So, under Srila Prabhupada's guidance, we want to live as Krishna directs us to live, with the faith that if we follow him, he will lead us out of this material world and back to the spiritual world. And we don't have faith in... It's amazing in how... We don't have faith in all these so-called leaders. It's amazing how people... They should be intelligent enough to see that all the so-called leaders of the world are cheating them. The political leaders... It was plain as day that the political leaders are cheating everyone. And it's not just one country. It's in every country. And the so-called scientists are cheating you by giving you better food. They think they have a better idea than God, making genetically modified foods. Rascals, simply rascals. And the educational system is simply cheating you. The TV advertisements are cheating you. The whole society is cheating you, but people think, no, this is very good. And if we say we are leaving all this cheating society and coming to Krishna society, then they'll think you're crazy. So there's so much brainwashed by these misleaders. So to be a devotee of Krishna means to accept Krishna's leadership, to be surrendered to Krishna. Surrendered means you don't take what you like and leave out what you don't like. Then you become a Christian or whatever. The original Christians, so we're told, were vegetarians and accepted the principle of reincarnation. But later on, that all got changed because someone decided, well, we don't like that. We want to eat meat. So it's choose what you like. But it doesn't work like that. Doesn't work. We have to accept everything Krishna says. That requires surrender. Some people say that's extreme. Yes, it is from the materialistic point of view. Either you accept the extreme conditions of repeated birth and death, or you reject the ways of this world and surrender to Krishna. Of course, for some kind of social harmony, we may to some extent accept some of the ways of this world, but we can't accept the leadership of people who are themselves blind and leading us into the ditch. For a blind man, if he accepts the guidance of a blind man, then what is the use? One blind man says, I will lead you, don't worry. But he himself is blind. Andha parampara anyai, this is called. One blind man is following another blind man. Then another blind man follows the blind man who's following them. Andha yathandha is upaniyamanas. That's stated in Bhagavatam. The blind are following the blind. So we follow Krishna. Krishna sees everything. He knows everything. He's in control of everything. He loves everyone. So Krishna is the proper person to follow, not someone who doesn't know what the goal of life is, who can't actually control anything, who may have some measure of control by brute force or by trickery, and who does not have others' best interest at heart. And why should we follow such a leader? What is the result of following such a leader? Better we find out that person who is worth following. Sharanyam in Bhagavatam, Krishna is called Sharanyam. Gato Mukundam Sharanam Sharanyam. We should take shelter of that Mukunda whose shelter is worth taking shelter of. So, it's a very intelligent thing to accept Krishna as one's leader, and an extremely stupid thing not to do so. Unfortunately, most people are stupid. Other meanings of the name Neta, because all the names, they can be etymologically analyzed in various ways, and different meanings understood. So, one who fulfills the requests of his devotees. So that's another meaning of the name Neta. It's not given here how that's etymologically derived, but we wouldn't understand anyway because we don't understand Sanskrit. So, yes, Krishna fulfills the request of his devotees. He even fulfills the desires of the non-devotees. But maybe not in the way that they think about it. Just like, for instance, someone may desire to be a leader. So they get that opportunity in the next life. But because they don't have the punya to be a leader of humans, they take birth as a dog and they become the leader of a pack of dogs. So Krishna fulfills the desire. But it might not be exactly the way that you wanted it, because we're not in control. So, but Krishna fulfills the requests of his devotees, because he knows that his devotees' requests, they will be for the good of the world. They will not be for the harm of anyone. And Krishna is very much obliged to his devotees. He feels that if someone offers me with full devotion, a little Ganga Jal and a Tulsi leaf, Krishna becomes so obliged that he feels that I have to give myself to my devotee. So it's not very difficult to please Krishna. Then we have the name for Lord Shiva is Ashutosh. He becomes very quickly pleased. He can become very quickly angered also. So we find descriptions in Bhagavatam of that Vrikasur. He wanted to satisfy Lord Shiva by cutting the flesh of his own body and offering it into the fire. But for Krishna, Krishna doesn't ask for such a thing. That's tamasic. That's in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that people who torture their own body, that kind of austerity, that's not at all spiritual. That's demoniac. Kashayanta shariyastham, that's described. They give distress to their own body. So, Krishna, he fulfills the requests of his devotees. If devotee wants to deliver someone from birth and death, Krishna will fulfill that desire. But at the same time, the devotee, he's also going to give that benediction. Generally, that will be given to someone who's serious about that, who wants that. Just like someone, devotees come and ask, please give me the blessing to be a pure devotee. With the idea they're going to go on watching TV and eating karmi food and be a pure devotee. But they don't really want it. They're insincere in asking for it. Otherwise, they would act in a manner that they, like a pure devotee. I want to be a pure devotee, but don't take away my TV. And then you're not a pure devotee. So, the blessings for pure devotion will go to those who are very sincere about that, generally speaking. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes deliver even people who didn't want that, who didn't have a desire for that. But even then, just like in the case of the famous case of Jagai and Madhai, who were delivered from a most sinful life, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered them, but he said, okay, but no more sinning anymore. There was a condition also. So another meaning of neta, one who manages or regulates the affairs of the cosmos. So obviously Krishna, who's the leader of the whole universe, Jagannath, he manages and regulates the affairs of the whole universe. Otherwise, what's the meaning of being the leader? Someone has a big name and a big position, but they don't do anything. Sometimes, to make people satisfied, there are, just for their mental satisfaction, they're given some post in which there's no actual work to do, but they just have a big post. Just like you say, someone, they get booted up. If someone's not doing well in their position, they may give them a promotion to another post where they have, they don't want to kick them out of the organization, but they give them a post in which there's nothing actually, they have no actual power, but just a big name. Or they put them in some, they make committees and they have all these committees. And the main purpose of the committee is just to satisfy the committee members that they are committee members. And the actual people are doing the work, they're running around with pots and pans and brooms, and the people are sitting and, we should do something. And they don't do anything. But Krishna's actually the leader. He's a hands-on manager. Hands-on and hands-off. He manages and regulates through his agents. That's why we also have Vishwanath. Vishwanath is generally a name for Lord Shiva. He's more personally involved. Krishna, he's the Lord of the universe, and he does everything, but in a somewhat detached way. Oh, there is the sense derivation. Niyuktam karoti iti neta. Well, niyukta could mean various things, but one who joins things together. But this is interpreted by Parashara Bhatta, that he fulfills the request of his devotee. So, Hare Krishna, I'll finish there. Any question about this? Krishna is the controlling force behind everything in the universe. Seeing Krishna's hand in everything. Krishna's desire. Two politicians, both are bad. For whom should we vote? Well, Srila Prabhupada said that we shouldn't vote for anyone who's going to condone cow killing. Unless they stop cow killing, we don't give them any vote. In another place he said, if they're not Krishna conscious, don't vote for them. who should you vote for? The Shumba and the Shumba, the two demons. Who do you want as your leader? Ravana or Kumbhakarna? But they're making it in India now that you have to vote. They're putting pressure like that. You have to have a voting card. Unless you vote, there's some kind of pressure like that. Which means it's not. They call it a democracy, but it's not. Someone told me that unless you vote, you can't get your voting card renewed, and then you can't get your PAN card, and then you can't do anything. It's so controlled. In America, the elections for the presidents, like hardly half the voters vote, which means they don't want to vote for anyone. They just think they can see through the farce. Yeah, there's democracy. What democracy? If they put a woman candidate, what if you don't want a woman candidate? But they force you. You have to, in some constituencies, you have to have a woman candidate. Or they have all this reservation system. That means there's preference for some people. So where's the democracy? And TV stations are owned by political parties. And anyway, it's all manipulation. You have a question? How do we understand free will versus destiny? Well, both are there. An example is given that certain things are fixed, and within that, we have choices. Just like, for instance, if you get on a plane from Hyderabad to Delhi, once you're on the plane, you don't have any choice to get off it. But while you're in the plane, you can sleep, eat, talk to people, like that. So now you have a particular body. As long as you're in that body, you can't change it. I mean, you can do some plastic surgery or something, but you're basically stuck in that body. But what you do, you have some choices about how to conduct your life. So both things are there. And it may be that during a certain period of your life, you're going to go through very great difficulties. That's ordained by fate. But how you respond to it is up to you. So both things are there. Now we open the door to general questions.
Some followers are there and they see that
the followers see that their leader is not following properly, but they're emotionally attached to him, or for political reasons they go on following. How long should you keep on going? It's far too general a question to be able to be answered in a very clear way. But generally, if one sees that one's leader is not leading according to Krishna's desire, if we perceive that, then the followers, they may try to correct the leader, and if not, they can abandon. You have to see that if you follow a bad leader, then you yourself become bad. Raja nashta, praja nashta, is a Bengali saying. You heard that one before? So you shouldn't follow a bad leader. But at the same time, in Kali Yuga, we just like in our movement, we can't. It would be unreasonable to demand perfection from a leader. That they're considering that it is Kali Yuga and that we're all coming from bad backgrounds and that it's very difficult to lead in an idealistic movement, so we should be tolerant of some imperfections in leaders if they're basically doing the right thing. But we shouldn't agree to be just to go on our whole life being misled, exploited. That would be foolish. We have to see what's going to be best for our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Oh, another question. I didn't say it quickly enough. What's the solution? I've discussed this so many times. In a movement that's meant for spiritual purposes, generally people with less spiritual motivations, or quite often people with less spiritual motivations, take leadership roles, because those who are very spiritually inclined, they're not ambitious, and others who want to control others or take advantage of the facilities, the money, and this and that, they may take up the leadership. What to do? Start your own movement. And then you'll get the same thing. I've discussed this many times. I'm not going to discuss it again now. Find good association. That's all. Hare Krishna! Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We're so fortunate to have Srila Prabhupada as our leader.